But do you have to borrow all of that negative? Therefore, you have to be prepared to show them why it's real. And everything that has happened, every question that has been asked, and now our friend in the Philippines has done enough research to get the validation. Do you think that they're going to stand on top of the building and say, hey, everybody out there in the world, these people have a valid document, all approved and verified. It'll ruin the world, but they have it. Come on in. You must stop being foolish about it. Do you think if you had the responsibility for protection of a country that you would go tell everybody and validate a document they have that can wipe out your country? Well, the New World Order doesn't want you to have this. Does that really surprise you? I love chess. And I've got them in checkmate. As we speak, I like that position. Best of all. If they go this way, they've blown it. If they go this way, they've blown it. If they accept it, they've told on themselves. If they deny it, they've told on themselves. We're just suggesting that Switzerland pay off the World Jewish Congress with one of these notes of theirs. It's against the Federal Reserve. Surely they wouldn't turn it down. The other 50% will stick in the bank and let the bank buy gold for us. It seems workable to me. They don't want $1.5 billion in their worthless money. They want Switzerland's gold. They managed to get all of the U.S. gold. Switzerland's all that's left. That in the Philippines has got all the Japanese gold stashed underneath the ground. Well, why not work with the Japanese? The head of Japan this very day is voted out of office. Somebody better look at that circumstance, because Japan's going to be making some changes. The people are sick and tired, and they voted him out. You should be so smart in the U.S. I guess you're just going to go ahead and play with Billy Zipper until it's all over. I don't know. Nobody will know anything else. Well, Billy's about to jam his zipper, I'll tell you. So, you may be hearing ooey and owie. They're going to go after Hillary. It really couldn't happen to a nicer lady. And yet, don't you just hurt for the child. And will this help your country? Of course not. There isn't anything planned in their entire scenario to help your country. The only thing that's going to help your country is what we're planning. And they're not going to like it. But we're going to make progress. I believe that it could be this very weekend that our little crow is over talking to some pretty damn serious people about banking. And in one of the more logical locations to start something, in Las Vegas. Terry will know who George Harris is. He is a mucky Indian. I mean, honcho Indian, big Indian. He's worked with the government for over 11 years to get some things done. And he said, for only $8 million for 8 years, I can get something done. Now, you know you're going to pay $8 million for 8 years before you get anything done. But there is certainly nothing wrong with the other gentleman with whom we met who is already working to feed the hungry. He has a program built for that. And he already has a going Indian operation in the fuel business. He's going to know people who know people who know people. So read what I wrote this morning about knowing people. We're going to have to begin to work now on your attitudes. It's called attitude adjustment.
Ed got stuck with the stock talking stick.
From whom did he get it?
Ed.
Sure enough, it makes a noise if you hit it wrong. This writing is from Sunday, July the 12th, 1998. Heading, Use What You Have. You may well cringe at the tactics of those who prevail in a world of getcha, but just how did they getcha? And did they break laws, make laws, or just work around until they got the laws covered? And moreover, in that world of pursuit of wealth and power, are the players wrong to use the tools at hand? No, you who do not use them are simply unthinking prey and are gobbled up before you know what hits you between the ears. Breaking laws is wrong. Breaking good morals is wrong. Hurting another is wrong, and thus and so. But if you do not use the laws which protect the criminals, how do you expect to overcome the bad guys? Breaking the laws of God is totally unacceptable. However, how many laws of God are given? Very few indeed, and they all flow with morality in easily defined order. You might wish to inquire about the unfair practices of, say, a bush boy who can murder, string along with super funds belonging to someone else, stealing corporations, and on. But is he different? Betty Tootin stole 3 corporations, and the judge ordered her to get the original books back to Mrs. Yount, and Mrs. Yount could keep a copy. Did this happen? No. So what is wrong with this picture? There is no justice, only opinions, and which lawyer holds the most power in court, usually through some kind of blackmail. Do Mr. Bush's books get stopped at the Canadian border? No, just the ones about him, or his brood of twigs and cohorts. Is this hate material? No, it is good teaching material. Choose up the things that work, bring them in action with the laws within the laws of God, and you have a pathway to success under protection of their wangled laws. Quit being stunned by the bending of laws by the crooks who simply know somebody. It has ever been thus. Get to know somebody, yourself, and perhaps you can make it to the ones who can also do something. You don't have to bend laws, nor do you have to blackmail anyone to use tools to assist moving ahead in your goal mechanism. If, for instance, you would like to personally know Anthony Robbins, Diane, get a renewed friendship going with Pete. Call QVC when Robbins is on the air and renew that friendship right there with good things to say about both Pete and Robbins. He will even give you a free ticket to one of his seminars. Is this wrong? This is thinking with intelligence. Don't wait to find out whether Pete is going to the meeting in September. Call him and ask him. For goodness sakes, the man was a partner and lifelong friend of your parents. I use this because I hear all the time such sayings as, yeah, but she has that on. Maybe so. But he gets from the big boy. Guess what? About 18 to 20 hours a day work. Responsibility for everybody who thinks of coming here. Figure out how to make a thing under legal and total assault work. Protect interests when there is no personal gain at all. Have meetings on days when they would prefer not to have same. write for hours and hours with no more than a 15-minute break and on and on. But the only way you are ever going to get something done is to go to people who can get something done. One more step up the ladder of achievement. And that is now happening. As you get better at writing proposals and meet the proper conduits to the big doers so that they can see the merits of working with us, see how well it flows. Then, finally, we get to the decision and we have to make it work. Our project funding has gone so far along the pathway to the top that we find it impossible to keep informed the ones working directly with us. Is this our problem or the disinterested parties doing their thing and just waiting around for us to make their story a gigantic success? So why do, say, Eckers go to the people who are sometimes unknown to them? Because those people think they can do something and proceed to do it. It is never successful to go with people who up front announce that they can't do a thing and neither can you. Would you go with an attorney who says, you'll never get a cent out of this project, or the one who says, I know the people and we can get this done? Well, that is who we go with also. But the toad kissing in the search of the prince is a long series of kissing nothing but warts. Of course, this is off track after mentioning Bush and his buddies, or is it? We don't even have a thing going against Bush, bad boy that he might be. It wastes time and energy to point fingers. And for what? Do you really think that we are more than an annoyance to Mr. Bush? Well, yes, we are more. But the facts are that it will be long in arriving, and we still don't have to concern about, and he still won't have to concern about us, for our direction is opposite his own goals. Will we somehow destroy Mr. Bush's ability to use his stolen contracts? No, we don't even want to. It would collapse the economies of several nations. He will answer to the people and to God, all in its proper sequence. You will note that nothing has hurt Mr. Bush's ability to make money from illicit business. Zapata just had the highest stock boost on the market for computer stock, and nobody even knew Mr. Bush was in the computer businesses. Well, actually, it is in the Internet business. Just one more flow in the line of doing business with the same old products and set now in far more convenient forms and schedules. We don't even want to play in such games. Even the cookie giant, Nabisco, is laying off some 35,000 people over the next little while as they try to cut costs and become automated. What does this tell you, sleepyheads? Right. Business is falling and jobs will be in short supply when the politicians get through lying to you. In fact, right now, where are the billions of dollars promised for the emergency management and assistance coming from? You fence money to the IMF, so you are now going to go to them to borrow some more to add to your debt, more loans from the Fed? Well, the bankers will love you. You know, those nicely and newly merged feeding monsters. The IMF is bankrupt, so what else is new? They will fold at exactly the desired time to have the entire world sucked into the derivative trading markets they conjured and built. Then collateral for all these loans will be called. Foreclosures accomplished, and the big boys again own the world and all property everywhere. It cannot be any other way, for the money of the world is not backed by anything. Zip. Zero. But who are you going to sue? This is a massive worldwide corporation, and they never allow the bad boys who do a deed to fall, only the unsuspecting little guys who work as slaves for them. Do you actually think that George Bush is going to be prosecuted and found guilty of somehow trading in drugs? Are you nuts? He doesn't allow anything to touch him, even gossip. He is not only covered with Teflon, he's fabricated of it. Neither will anyone, family or otherwise, get more than a wrist slap when things become public of misdeeds and criminal activities. Come on, look around. But you don't have to deal in drugs to use good business systems. Be sure that the major players have good systems. It behooves you to utilize such care and interest in your own welfare. You certainly don't have to steal or replace unlawfully corporations to be successful. But you can take lessons on how to do it correctly and carefully. It just doesn't seem right to me, and I will not sell my soul for... This was actually said to me. My response, quote, "What do you know about incorporation?" Answer, "Nothing, but it doesn't sound good." Why don't you find out? I say to all of you, find out what the laws are. Be willing to do a bit of paperwork and pay a fee for services and play as if you were important instead of the put-upon masses of non-thinkers. Be willing to adjust as you go along and willingly offer others services, but always do it right. How have Eckers stayed alive and well during the most intensive assaults possible? By doing everything right. They never cut corners, and they thought of everything possible well in advance of any restricting laws or regulations that could even cause a question in a judge's mind or eye. Even Judge Gamble now is most friendly with them, having jumped to early conclusions which were incorrect. If you run around with guns tucked into your socks, killing knives in your belt, or the other way around, expect less than a cordial greeting from the judge in whose courtroom you intend to go to war. Truth is sufficient, even if at the moment it seems otherwise. And a lawyer I think I better start that one again because it's not quite right. And a lawyer who will actually ask a client to lie on any point is a stupid fool. Does this infer that Gene is a fool? It does in regards to that issue, for it only points then to the background where the real nasties are uncovered, which could send him up for the three-strike lockaway. But his business partners would do that to him, not us. How much has it cost us? Lots. But then education is expensive to come by, and experience is the very best teacher in any arena. A lot of people would like to change their minds and actions after the fact, but somehow it is always too late, isn't it? I guarantee to you, however, that with the education our team has gained, there won't be errors in structure or projects. We know now, through experience, how to get the people we need as God presents the opportunity, and we know how to do everything necessary to protect assets in this old hurting world. Does it ever work out well to be partners in crime? No. Only temporarily at best, for in the criminal get-something-for-nothing world, one will always tell on the other when it is pressing on being caught. Every time. It has happened over and over. In these very limited local cases, several of the crooks have tried to dump the garbage on Dixon, and still he plays with them. Is this self-destruction, fatal attraction, or death wish? So, in considering who you know and what you know, use it. But always be aware of the dangers involved and cover your backsides. You never break the law, bend the law, or do anything immoral, and you use your knowledge and never append or affix your name to the papers which would make you responsible for wrong moves. What others do with theirs is not your business, unless they slop over onto you. So make your business always stand clear, out front, public, and clean. Always manage in such a way that if someone else does wrong things, you are not in any way attached to them. It is like the old Texas snipe bird hunting, where the clever old coots take the unsuspecting out at night, yet to hunt birds. They say to the youngster, "You hold a sack open here, and we will go whoosh the birds into the bag. Then don't move, and if we don't get the birds, we'll be back to pick you up." There are no birds, and they don't come back to pick up anyone. That is the game. Leave the unsuspecting holding the bag. Green left our team holding the deadbeat bag after actually stealing from us, and we have made the plan work in spite of everything that could be tossed at us. But you might ask, didn't they actually lose the property case? Not yet. It depends on what we choose to do later. And we gained Don Rhodes, a diamond all polished and cut. Just his presence is all that is required, and that is what a good reputation and honorable practices merits you in the long haul. Also note, it is also who he knows that will benefit us in the most roundabout way possible. People still love honor and integrity. It is just not wise of the would-be kings to ever allow you to see or experience much of it. So the tiny handful of sordid thugs is all you see over and over again until the whole of the world is represented into the billions by those presented for the show and tell. The elite knew and know what they're doing, and it makes it far easier to do business righteously while they are occupied making misery and immorality, usually on their own. So, you want to know more about Bush now that I have again brought it up in front of you? Fine, we can get started on a bit of insight and fact about the topic. After all, you paid for the publishing of the book. George Green just stole that book also. Since we can only just get started on chapter and point, we'd best call this part one, and then we won't be pressed. And so he started on part one of the Immaculate Deception.
Well, let's not bother with it. But I would suggest all of you study it pretty carefully. It takes up the topic of George Green, my goodness. He is on my mind, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, too. Maybe I'll tell you about that first. They have another appeal going to the Nevada Supreme Court in the name of George Green. And they are suing, you know, it was interesting enough when they sued the four boxes of gold, which now reside in the Texas court. So everybody heaved a sigh of relief because they're trying to figure out how to get down there and sue for that gold. George also sued to be administrator of Dave Overton's estate. The embezzler is going to now run the estate. Your brain, I know, gets a little foggy out of all of this. Mr. Green also sued Mr. Fort and Mr. Fort's corporation. Teja Corporation, which was John Srofer's, and Srofer's, John's been dead now, 4 years?
Two, I think.
A while, anyway. They don't have Teja Corporation.
Long enough not to be sued.
That's true. But listen to what happens. I have been nagging, saying, all right, Mr. Abbott, for fees, and Ann Beam are going to take Leon Fort's corporation. She's already signed up for everything, every officer, everything on that corporation. Please, would somebody take these legal papers over and at least give Leon an opportunity to know what's going on? So Rick and Charles go to visit Mr. Fort, and he's very friendly, but he will not look at the papers. I'm not interested in that. Those just hurt your feelings. I don't want to hear about it. Well, he said that in this room. How does he expect to ever recover anything? They want his corporations because the Phoenix notes are to the corporation. Which is in trouble already. And I'd like you to turn that off. I have something private to say here. There are just some things that are not secret, but they're private. One thing that probably should be more private, but certainly does not need to be secret, is that we're very, very fortunate as we walk our way through and ones come along with some talents they begin to be willing to share those talents with us, when they really understand that what we intend to do is both real and honorable. Now, I would expect that within the next few days, possibly, certainly within the next couple or 3 weeks, I believe that Terry will go to the Philippines. She has entree to ones who have entree to other ones that are extremely important. And very, very fortunate for us, Mr. Don Rhodes will act as our attorney to accompany her. This lends credibility, because we're credible, and no one is going to have egg on their face. We know how to help make some arrangements to use a little leverage with some of the banks. So we're looking forward to some very interesting things. But what I would say to Terry today, and I'm probably going to get Dorma out of here pretty quickly, because some of you need to meet with each other and understand a few things. We talk about the frequency boxes. Terry is very, very involved with ones who are building these smaller boxes, like Della has and Nora. I have had a fit. I want light tubes on them, ray tubes. That's the other 75% of the power of the box or the apparatus. It isn't that the individual boxes are not good. They're very good. But the people are about to run dry. Now they've got a large expense to put the rays on. But there are plenty of purchasers after the apparatus is corrected and has its attachments. But I want Terry, please, to meet with Les Zabo, who has built at least two of these conglomerate boxes that will treat an entire room. And we had one out at the farm, and I'll be dipped. I don't know what happened to its generators and things.
It's ready to go.
You're going to have to understand that if you only use these for a little while, and if you're using them for an entire room, and you're using large frequency boxes, several people at the same time can utilize this, and you don't have a 15-hour deal. You have maybe a 15-minute deal. And by the time any kind of frequencies would interfere with your radios and your telephones and so forth, you're through. You're going to have to risk a little bit, people. And it's not suitable to have to go sit in the feed barn. So let's see what we can do to get this a little more convenient. We're dying, do you understand? And I put myself in that category, because if I can't keep you well, our project will die, and that's the same thing to me. Dave Williams needs this. He needs to be hit hard with it. It's going to be debilitating at first, because the first thing that's going to happen is you think you're free of parasites. You are going to find out differently. And it's going to be shocking. But until you can get rid of these parasites that harbor and shelter and keep these little microbes safe, so they can come out and exude all this gunk, you're not going to live. Now, there's nothing wrong with not living, because obviously we've gone beyond that point. But I don't need you guys cutting out on me. We need to have some things that work for the human being. And if you can't stick around, then you're not finishing up your mission. And once a body has deteriorated too greatly, then it's lost to your use. Doesn't mean your mind is lost, but it usually means you're highly, highly handicapped. We have such incredible things to offer, and we've got to get through a limping period of time because we won't be allowed to keep them. In fact, we all know Wendell Hoffman. He has the same capabilities that some of the ones that Terry knows have. An ability, literally, to mentally broadcast things, frequencies. Literally clean up plots of land. This is a true gift. A true gift. But he was not careful in the way he handled things. He spoke of cures. Because he was getting cures. But you don't talk about it, do you? Because pretty soon there is the big boy with the police arm. And he is in a whole lot of trouble. They raided Wendell Hoffman and got a bulldozer out and rolled over all of his product. This man, at least, was able to keep most of his product. On the other hand, he's going to be indicted and will probably spend a lot of time in prison if something doesn't take place. Now, possibly an industrial operation could be centered, if we ever get going, on a sovereign reservation. On the other hand, if he is not Indian, if he is not native blood, at this point, they have the right to go in on the reservation and bring him out. That is so that Indians cannot harbor fugitives. So it's like an octopus or a squid with all these tentacles out, sucking at you. You can't just dive off into these things. Pollyanna, oh, I have found something that works. Good, keep your mouth shut. Share it quietly. Call it something else. And never mention cure. You see, you can have a heat lamp or a sun lamp or something, so you have this lamp. Well, what are the frequencies for? Well, that's what runs the lamp. And it gets rid of the mice in the attic. It's a pest control. You can be, and I guarantee you it is. You're not even fudging.
I'm being delighted, Commander. No radiation, just delighted.
Right. You're going to light up. Les already lights up. He makes sure that everything that he develops, he brings and he shares. And that is a gracious gift to all of us. It doesn't keep him in good stead at home. He's always in trouble. But he's willing to do that, and we accept it because we need it.
Commander?
Yes.
I had a meeting with the Heritage Club yesterday. Had a meeting with a Heritage Club yesterday, and I happened to meet a Navajo Indian who works in the medical field in the tribal land. He came up to me, he introduced himself, he gave me his card, and he told me to be in touch. And he said that right now the federal government is cutting all subsidies to the tribal land. They are no longer going to be provided health care of any kind. And so he'd been working on this situation I told him there's many ways we have to become self-sufficient. But he works in the tribes. And he said, let's make contact together. I think this is a great opportunity for us, for anything we have discussed just now, to come very handy with this individual. He was very enthused, and he's been doing it for about 30 years. Work. He was up here in Bakersfield. Now he's going back to Arizona, one of the Navajo tribes down there.
Lives on one of the mesas, does he?
I don't know. His name was Art Agoya. I got his card, but I left it at the house. But he was very concerned. He said, we need to find out how to get our medical facilities in operation in the tribal lands. He's looking for assistance or any kind of idea, whatever is possible. So I'm going to be in contact with him. We're both going to be in contact.
Okay. Let me expand on it a little bit for your own input. Our approach, and I'm not telling anybody else who may be utilizing or having one of these contracts, because I am not holding anyone else to my idea or my plan, our plan. That's not my affair. If somebody takes one out and it's 50-50 and he comes out of the other 50%, we take care of our people and our family, etc., out of our 50%. And then we're going to run that. We're going to leave it. And let us say that in Egypt we did a contract. We would leave ours also in Egypt because they're going to start stopping everything coming in. So we would leave that. We would ask that the bank itself not only make that money available to us, but that they provide gold that we might purchase so that we don't really hold money. And then we can borrow against that gold supply. It works. We've done it. It's simple. Then whatever you bring in directly into a project as a loan. I'm going to now borrow my own money, and I'm probably going to pay you twice as much for my money. But I don't owe you any interest, no interest. Islamic banks don't have interest. It is against their religion. We will then purchase gold with the loan. Local. When I say local, I mean in the U.S. And then that secures the money. And immediately, we're going to do several things with the first tranches. The Institute is not going to be held hostage anymore. We will purchase enough gold, set it aside, and pay off everything in the Institute. And never mind the other. We won't be waiting for gold to double. We'll decide what to do with individuals at the time. And I'm saying that for you who have interest in the Institute. They have got this thing so entangled. Tomorrow there is another hearing. They have this so bogged down. And yet things were taken care of so long ago that it's hard for you to even think in association with what might or might not happen tomorrow. There is no seeming order to the law at all. You just go, the lawyers just go do whatever. And even if they're slapped on the list, I mean on the wrist, look what happens. They can come back, make an appeal, it goes to the Supreme Court. Why does it go to the Supreme Court? Because there is no court of appeal in Nevada. So they'll backlog them 3 to 5 years. So what they're doing, they'll probably appeal this one to the Supreme Court, or will have to. And you've got 3 to 5 years. Well, gold is at its lowest point, so we don't have to worry about that, with the exception of, for goodness sakes, how long before some of us need to retire.
We have a volunteer.
To retire? Princeton?
No.
Oops.
That's just as bad. That's just as bad. No, I volunteered.
To retire?
Yeah.
No, you have to get the money. You think I'm talking. You have to do it.
Then you can retire.
Then you can retire. But you can retire in style. It's called alive. It is hard to watch what mankind does when there's a little bit of money involved. It is absolutely appalling to watch, and this all needs to be written up with every last little innuendo, and I don't know who in the world would ever want to bother. But the things that these dudes have done would be hysterically funny if it weren't so pathetic and so expensive. They lie, cheat, and steal right in front of the judge. And it has taken all this time, but we have built a superb and professional relationship in those courts now. We've even found the one who harbored the books. Didn't seem like anybody could locate the books. George said they'd washed away in the flood. The flood was in Reno. The books were in Carson City. That's reasonable. Big floods in Nevada, you know. Always big floods. Well, and some mice had pooped on some of them, but those were the other books. What other books? Well, they're only these paperback little books. Well, what happened to the books? Oh, well, no, they're the ones that got in the flood. 110,000 copies of them. Oh, well, some of those were missing. Now all of them are missing. The judge says, get insurance on those books. Do not sell them. Store them safely. And they're missing. No insurance? Didn't you collect on the insurance, Mr. Green? Oh, well, we weren't able to get insurance. This is in the face of the judge. Well, it's a little worse than that. Mr. Green took money to go and publish other people's books. Committee of 300, all of you will remember typing that, setting that, and getting it ready and getting it published. Mr. Coleman did not even get any. He finally had to buy some from Green. Immaculate Deception, the one we're using now. There is not even any reference to how to find the author. And we had been dealing with the New Federalist who was running it in series. Well, they wouldn't deal with Green. They wouldn't even give him permission for us to run it in the paper, so we stopped. So here comes the author, and he and his friend who was helping him with the book pay thousands of dollars to George Green. Then George Green gets more from the Institute and goes and publishes the book, and by God, you can't even find the author of the book. The only information is Green's copyright. Well, all of these people are just happy to come over and testify any time we ever get to court. But do you have to borrow all of that negative? Therefore, you have to be prepared. to show them why it's real. And everything that has happened, every question that has been asked, and now our friend in the Philippines has done enough research to get the validation. Do you think that they're going to stand on top of the building and say, hey, everybody out there in the world, these people have a valid document, all approved and verified. It'll ruin the world, but they have it. Come on in. You must stop being foolish about it. Do you think if you had the responsibility for protection of a country that you would go tell everybody and validate a document they have that can wipe out your country? Well, the New World Order doesn't want you to have this. Does that really surprise you? I love chess, and I've got them in checkmate as we speak. I like that position best of all. If they go this way, they've blown it. If they go this way, they've blown it. If they accept it, they've told on themselves. If they deny it, they've told on themselves. We're just suggesting that Switzerland pay off the World Jewish Congress with one of these notes of theirs. It's against the Federal Reserve. Surely they wouldn't turn it down. The other 50% will stick in the bank and let the bank buy gold for us. It seems workable to me. They don't want $1.5 billion in their worthless money. They want Switzerland's gold. They managed to get all of the U.S. gold. Switzerland's all that's left. That and the Philippines, who's got all the Japanese gold stashed underneath the ground. Well, why not work with the Japanese? The head of Japan this very day is voted out of office. Somebody better look at that circumstance, because Japan's going to be making some changes. The people are sick and tired, and they voted him out. You should be so smart in the U.S. I guess you're just going to go ahead and play with Billy Zipper until it's all over. I don't know. Nobody will know anything else. Well, Billy's about to jam his zipper, I'll tell you. So you may be hearing ooey and owie. They're going to go after Hillary. It really couldn't happen to a nicer lady. And yet, don't you just hurt for the child. And will this help your country? Of course not. There isn't anything planned in their entire scenario to help your country. The only thing that's going to help your country is what we're planning. And they're not going to like it. But we're going to make progress. I believe that it could be this very weekend that our little crow is over talking to some pretty damn serious people about banking. And in one of the more logical locations to start something, in Las Vegas. Terry will know who George Harris is. He is a mucky Indian. I mean, honcho Indian. Big Indian. He's worked with the government for over 11 years to get some things done. And he said, for only $8 million for 8 years, I can get something done. Now, you know you're going to pay $8 million for 8 years before you get anything done. But there is certainly nothing wrong with the other gentleman with whom we met, who is already working to feed the hungry. He has a program built for that. And he already has a going Indian operation in the fuel business. He's going to know people who know people who know people. So read what I wrote this morning about knowing people. We're going to have to begin to work now on your attitudes. It's called attitude adjustment.
Ed got stuck with the stock talking stick.
From whom did he get it?
Ed.
Sure enough, it makes a noise if you hit it wrong. This writing is from Sunday, July the 12th, 1998. Heading, Use What You Have. You may well cringe at the tactics of those who prevail in a world of getcha. But just how did they getcha? And did they break laws, make laws, or just work around until they got the laws covered? And moreover, in that world of pursuit of wealth and power, are the players wrong to use the tools at hand? No, you who do not use them are simply unthinking prey and are gobbled up before you know what hits you between the ears. Breaking laws is wrong. Breaking good morals is wrong. Hurting another is wrong, and thus and so. But if you do not use the laws which protect the criminals, how do you expect to overcome the bad guys? Breaking the laws of God is totally unacceptable. However, how many laws of God are given? Very few indeed, and they all flow with morality in easily defined order. You might wish to inquire about the unfair practices of, say, a bush boy who can murder, string along with super funds belonging to someone else, stealing corporations, and on and on. But is he different? Betty Tootin stole 3 corporations, and the judge ordered her to get the original books back to Mrs. Yount, and Mrs. Yount could keep a copy. Did this happen? No. So what is wrong with this picture? There is no justice, only opinions, and which lawyer holds the most power in court, usually through some kind of blackmail. Do Mr. Bush's books get stopped at the Canadian border? No. Just the ones about him, or his brood of twigs and cohorts. Is this hate material? No. It is good teaching material. Choose up the things that work, bring them in action with the laws within the laws of God, and you have a pathway to success under protection of their wangled laws. Quit being stunned by the bending of laws by the crooks who simply know somebody. It has ever been thus. Get to know somebody, yourself, and perhaps you can make it to the ones who can also do something. You don't have to bend laws, nor do you have to blackmail anyone to use tools to assist moving ahead in your goal mechanism. If, for instance, you would like to personally know Anthony Robbins, Diane, get a renewed friendship going with Pete. Call QVC when Robbins is on the air and renew that friendship right there with good things to say about both Pete and Robbins. He will even give you a free ticket to one of his seminars. Is this wrong? This is thinking with intelligence. Don't wait to find out whether Pete is going to the meeting in September. Call him and ask him. For goodness sakes, the man was a partner and lifelong friend of your parents. I use this because I hear all the time such things as, yeah, but she has that on. Maybe so. But he gets from the big boy. Guess what? About 18 to 20 hours a day work. Responsibility for everybody who thinks of coming here. Figure out how to make a thing under legal and total assault work. Protect interests when there is no personal gain at all. Have meetings on days when they would prefer not to have same. Write for hours and hours with no more than a 15-minute break and on. But the only way you are ever going to get something done is to go to people who can get something done. one more step up the ladder of achievement, and that is now happening. As you get better at writing proposals and meet the proper conduits to the big doers so that they can see the merits of working with us, see how well it flows. Then, finally, we get to the decision and we have to make it work. Our project funding has gone so far along the pathway to the top that we find it impossible to keep informed the ones working directly with us. Is this our problem or the disinterested parties doing their thing and just waiting around for us to make their story a gigantic success? So why do, say, Eckers go to the people who are sometimes unknown to them? Because those people think they can do something and proceed to do it. It is never successful to go with people who up front announce that they can't do a thing and neither can you. Would you go with an attorney who says, you'll never get a cent out of this project, or the one who says, I know the people and we can get this done? Well, that is who we go with also. But the toad kissing in the search of the prince is a long series of kissing nothing but warts. Of course, this is off track after mentioning Bush and his buddies, or is it? We don't even have a thing going against Bush, bad boy that he might be. It wastes time and energy to point fingers. And for what? Do you really think that we are more than an annoyance to Mr. Bush? Well, yes, we are more. But the facts are that it will be long in arriving, and we still don't have to concern about, and he still won't have to concern about us, for our direction is opposite his own goals. Will we somehow destroy Mr. Bush's ability to use his stolen contracts? No, we don't even want to. It would collapse the economies of several nations. He will answer to the people and to God, all in its proper sequence. You will note that nothing has hurt Mr. Bush's ability to make money from illicit business. Zapata just had the highest stock boost on the market for computer stock, and nobody even knew Mr. Bush was in the computer businesses. Well, actually, it is in the internet business. Just one more flow in the line of doing business with the same old products and set now in far more convenient forms and schedules. We don't even want to play in such games. Even the cookie giant, Nabisco, is laying off some 35,000 people over the next little while as they try to cut costs and become automated. What does this tell you, sleepyheads? Right, business is falling and jobs will be in short supply when the politicians get through lying to you. In fact, right now, where are the billions of dollars promised for the emergency management and assistance coming from? You fence money to the IMF, so you are now going to go to them to borrow some more to add to your debt, more loans from the Fed. Well, the bankers will love you. You know, those nicely and newly merged feeding monsters. The IMF is bankrupt, so what else is new? They will fold at exactly the desired time to have the entire world sucked into the derivative trading markets they conjured and built. Then collateral for all these loans will be called. Foreclosures accomplished, and the big boys again own the world and all property everywhere. It cannot be any other way, for the money of the world is not backed by anything. Zip, zero. But who are you going to sue? This is a massive worldwide corporation, and they never allow the bad boys who do a deed to fall. Only the unsuspecting little guys who work as slaves for them. Do you actually think that George Bush is going to be prosecuted and found guilty of somehow trading in drugs? Are you nuts? He doesn't allow anything to touch him, even gossip. He is not only covered with Teflon, he's fabricated of it. Neither will anyone, family or otherwise, get more than a wrist slap when things become public of misdeeds and criminal activities. Come on, look around. But you don't have to deal in drugs to use good business systems. Be sure that the major players have good systems. It behooves you to utilize such care and interest in your own welfare. You certainly don't have to steal or replace unlawfully corporations to be successful. But you can take lessons on how to do it correctly and carefully. It just doesn't seem right to me, and I will not sell my soul for This was actually said to me. My response, quote, "What do you know about incorporation?" Answer, "Nothing, but it doesn't sound good." Why don't you find out? I say to all of you, find out what the laws are. Be willing to do a bit of paperwork and pay a fee for services and play as if you were important instead of the put-upon masses of non-thinkers. Be willing to adjust as you go along and willingly offer others services, but always do it right. How have Eckers stayed alive and well during the most intensive assaults possible? By doing everything right. They never cut corners, and they thought of everything possible well in advance of any restricting laws or regulations that could even cause a question in a judge's mind or eye. Even Judge Gamble now is most friendly with them, having jumped to early conclusions which were incorrect. If you run around with guns tucked into your socks, killing knives in your belt, or the other way around, expect less than a cordial greeting from the judge in whose courtroom you intend to go to war. Truth is sufficient, even if at the moment it seems otherwise. And a lawyer I think I better start that one again because it's not quite right. And a lawyer who will actually ask a client to lie on any point is a stupid fool. Does this infer that Gene is a fool? It does in regards to that issue, for it only points then to the background where the real nasties are uncovered, which could send him up for the three-strike lockaway. But his business partners would do that to him, not us. How much has it cost us? Lots. But then education is expensive to come by, and experience is the very best teacher in any arena. A lot of people would like to change their minds and actions after the fact, but somehow it is always too late, isn't it? I guarantee to you, however, that with the education our team has gained, there won't be errors in structure or projects. We know now, through experience, how to get the people we need as God presents the opportunity, and we know how to do everything necessary to protect assets in this old hurting world. Does it ever work out well to be partners in crime? No. Only temporarily at best, for in the criminal get-something-for-nothing world, one will always tell on the other when it is pressing on being caught. Every time. It has happened over and over. In these very limited local cases, several of the crooks have tried to dump the garbage on Dixon, and still he plays with them. Is this self-destruction, fatal attraction, or death wish? So, in considering who you know and what you know, use it. But always be aware of the dangers involved and cover your backsides. You never break the law, bend the law, or do anything immoral, and you use your knowledge and never append or affix your name to the papers which would make you responsible for wrong moves. What others do with theirs is not your business, unless they slop over onto you. So make your business always stand clear, out front, public, and clean. Always manage in such a way that if someone else does wrong things, you are not in any way attached to them. It is like the old Texas snipe bird hunting, where the clever old coots take the unsuspecting out at night, yet to hunt birds. They say to the youngster, "You hold a sack open here, and we will go whoosh the birds into the bag. Then don't move, and if we don't get the birds, we'll be back to pick you up." There are no birds, and they don't come back to pick up anyone. That is the game. Leave the unsuspecting holding the bag. Green left our team holding the deadbeat bag after actually stealing from us, and we have made the plan work in spite of everything that could be tossed at us. But you might ask, didn't they actually lose the property case? Not yet. It depends on what we choose to do later. And we gained Don Rhodes, a diamond all polished and cut. Just his presence is all that is required, and that is what a good reputation and honorable practices merits you in the long haul. Also note, it is also who he knows that will benefit us in the most roundabout way possible. People still love honor and integrity. It is just not wise of the would-be kings to ever allow you to see or experience much of it. So the tiny handful of sordid thugs is all you see. over and over again, until the whole of the world is represented into the billions by those presented for the show and tell. The elite knew and know what they're doing, and it makes it far easier to do business righteously while they are occupied making misery and immorality, usually on their own. So, you want to know more about Bush now that I have again brought it up in front of you? Fine, we can get started on a bit of insight and fact about the topic. After all, you paid for the publishing of the book. George Green just stole that book also. Since we can only just get started on chapter and point, we'd best call this part one, and then we won't be pressed. And so he started on part one of the Immaculate Deception.
Well, let's not bother with it. But I would suggest all of you study it pretty carefully. It takes up the topic of George Green, my goodness. He is on my mind, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, too. Maybe I'll tell you about that first. They have another appeal going to the Nevada Supreme Court in the name of George Green. And they are suing, you know, it was interesting enough when they sued the four boxes of gold, which now reside in the Texas court. So everybody heaved a sigh of relief because they're trying to figure out how to get down there and sue for that gold. George also sued to be administrator of Dave Overton's estate. The embezzler is going to now run the estate. Your brain, I know, gets a little foggy out of all of this. Mr. Green also sued Mr. Fort and Mr. Fort's corporation, Teja Corporation, which was John Srofer's. And Srofer's, John's been dead now, 4 years?
Two, I think.
A while, anyway. They don't have Teja Corporation.
Long enough not to be sued.
That's true. But listen to what happens. I have been nagging, saying, all right, Mr. Abbott, for fees, and Ann Beam are going to take Leon Fort's corporation. She's already signed up for everything, every officer, everything on that corporation. Please, would somebody take these legal papers over and at least give Leon an opportunity to know what's going on? So Rick and Charles go to visit Mr. Fort, and he's very friendly, but he will not look at the papers. I'm not interested in that. Those just hurt your feelings. I don't want to hear about it. Well, he said that in this room. How does he expect to ever recover anything? They want his corporations because the Phoenix notes are to the corporation. Which is in trouble already. And I'd like you to turn that off. I have something private to say here. There are just some things that are not secret, but they're private. One thing that probably should be more private, but certainly does not need to be secret, is that we're very, very fortunate as we walk our way through and ones come along with some talents. They began to be willing to share those talents with us when they really understand that what we intend to do is both real and honorable. Now, I would expect that within the next few days, possibly, certainly within the next couple or 3 weeks. I believe that Terry will go to the Philippines. She has entree to ones who have entree to other ones that are extremely important. And very, very fortunate for us, Mr. Don Rhodes will act as our attorney to accompany her. This lends credibility because we're credible and no one is going to have egg on their face. We know how to help make some arrangements to use a little leverage with some of the banks. So we're looking forward to some very interesting things. But what I would say to Terry today, and I'm probably going to get Dorma out of here pretty quickly, because some of you need to meet with each other and understand a few things. We talk about the frequency boxes. Terry is very, very involved with ones who are building these smaller boxes, like Della has and Nora. I have had a fit. I want light tubes on them, ray tubes. That's the other 75% of the power of the box or the apparatus. It isn't that the individual boxes are not good. They're very good. But the people are about to run dry. Now they've got a large expense to put the rays on. But there are plenty of purchasers after the apparatus is corrected and has its attachments. But I want Terry, please, to meet with Les Zabo, who has built at least two of these conglomerate boxes that will treat an entire room. And we had one out at the farm, and I'll be dipped. I don't know what happened to its generators and things.
It's ready to go.
You're going to have to understand that if you only use these for a little while, and if you're using them for an entire room and you're using large frequency boxes, several people at the same time can utilize this and you don't have a 15-hour deal. You have maybe a 15-minute deal. And by the time any kind of frequencies would interfere with your radios and your telephones and so forth, you're through. You're going to have to risk a little bit, people. And it's not suitable to have to go sit in the feed barn. So let's see what we can do to get this a little more convenient. We're dying, do you understand? And I put myself in that category because if I can't keep you well, our project will die, and that's the same thing to me. Dave Williams needs this. He needs to be hit hard with it. It's going to be debilitating at first because the first thing that's going to happen is you think you're free of parasites. You are going to find out differently. And it's going to be shocking. But until you can get rid of these parasites that harbor and shelter and keep these little microbes safe, so they can come out and exude all this gunk, you're not going to live. Now, there's nothing wrong with not living because obviously we've gone beyond that point. But I don't need you guys cutting out on me. We need to have some things that work for the human being. And if you can't stick around, then you're not finishing up your mission. And once a body has deteriorated too greatly, then it's lost to your use. Doesn't mean your mind is lost, but it usually means you're highly, highly handicapped. We have such incredible things to offer, and we've got to get through a limping period of time because we won't be allowed to keep them. In fact, we all know Wendell Hoffman. He has the same capabilities that some of the ones that Terry knows have. An ability, literally, to mentally broadcast things, frequencies. Literally clean up plots of land. This is a true gift. A true gift. But he was not careful in the way he handled things. He spoke of cures. Because he was getting cures. But you don't talk about it, do you? Because pretty soon there is the big boy with the police arm. And he is in a whole lot of trouble. They raided Wendell Hoffman and got a bulldozer out and rolled over all of his product. This man, at least, was able to keep most of his product. On the other hand, he's going to be indicted and will probably spend a lot of time in prison if something doesn't take place. Now, possibly an industrial operation could be centered, if we ever get going, on a sovereign reservation. On the other hand, if he is not Indian, if he is not native blood, at this point, they have the right to go in on the reservation and bring him out. That is so that Indians cannot harbor fugitives. So it's like an octopus or a squid with all these tentacles out, sucking at you. You can't just dive off into these things. Pollyanna, oh, I have found something that works. Good, keep your mouth shut. Share it quietly. Call it something else. And never mention cure. You see, you can have a heat lamp or a sun lamp or something, so you have this lamp. Well, what are the frequencies for? Well, that's what runs the lamp. And it gets rid of the mice in the attic. It's a pest control. You can be, and I guarantee you it is. You're not even fudging.
I'm being delighted, Commander. No radiation. No radiation. Just delighted.
Right. You're going to light up. Les already lights up. He makes sure that everything that he develops, he brings and he shares. And that is a gracious gift to all of us. It doesn't keep him in good stead at home. He's always in trouble. But he's willing to do that, and we accept it because we need it.
Commander?
Yes.
I had a meeting with the Heritage Club yesterday.
Had a meeting with a Heritage Club yesterday, and I happened to meet a Navajo Indian who works in the medical field in the tribal land. He came up to me, he introduced himself, he gave me his card, and he told me to be in touch. And he said that right now the federal government is cutting all subsidies to the tribal land. They are no longer going to be provided health care of any kind. And so he'd been working on this situation. I told him there's many ways we have to become self-sufficient, but he works in the tribes, and he said, let's make contact together. I think this is a great opportunity for us, for anything we have discussed just now. become very handy with this individual. He was very enthused, and he's been doing it for about 30 years. Work. He was up here in Bakersfield. Now he's going back to Arizona, one of the Navajo tribes down there.
Lives on one of the mesas, does he?
I don't know. His name was Art Agoya. I got his card, but I left it at the house. But he was very concerned. He said, we need to find out how to get our medical facilities in operation in the tribal lands. He's looking for assistance or any kind of idea, whatever is possible. So I'm going to be in contact with him. We're both going to be in contact.
Okay. Let me expand on it a little bit for your own input. Our approach, and I'm not telling anybody else who may be utilizing or having one of these contracts, because I am not holding anyone else to my idea or my plan, our plan. That's not my affair. If somebody takes one out and it's 50-50 and he comes out of the other 50%, we take care of our people and our family, etc., out of our 50%. And then we're going to run that. We're going to leave it. And let us say that in Egypt we did a contract. We would leave ours also in Egypt because they're going to start stopping everything coming in. So we would leave that. We would ask that the bank itself not only make that money available to us, but that they provide gold that we might purchase so that we don't really hold money. And then we can borrow against that gold supply. It works. We've done it. It's simple. Then whatever you bring in directly into a project as a loan. I'm going to now borrow my own money, and I'm probably going to pay you twice as much for my money. But I don't owe you any interest, no interest. Islamic banks don't have interest. It is against their religion. We will then purchase gold with the loan, local. When I say local, I mean in the U.S. And then that secures the money. And immediately, we're going to do several things with the first tranches. The Institute is not going to be held hostage anymore. We will purchase enough gold, set it aside, and pay off everything in the Institute. And never mind the other. We won't be waiting for gold to double. We'll decide what to do with individuals at the time. And I'm saying that for you who have interest in the Institute. They have got this thing so entangled. Tomorrow there is another hearing. They have this so bogged down. And yet things were taken care of so long ago that it's hard for you to even think in association with what might or might not happen tomorrow. There is no seeming order to the law at all. You just go, the lawyers just go do whatever. And even if they're slapped on the list, I mean on the wrist, look what happens. They can come back, make an appeal. It goes to the Supreme Court. Why does it go to the Supreme Court? Because there is no court of appeal in Nevada. So they'll backlog them 3 to 5 years. So what they're doing, they'll probably appeal this one to the Supreme Court, or will have to. And you've got 3 to 5 years. Well, gold is at its lowest point, so we don't have to worry about that, with the exception of, for goodness sakes, how long before some of us need to retire.
We have a volunteer.
retire? Princeton?
No. Just as bad.
No, I volunteer.
To retire?
Yeah.
No, you have to get the money. You think I'm talking. You have to do it.
Then you can retire.
Then you can retire. But you can retire in style. It's called alive. It is hard to watch what mankind does when there's a little bit of money involved. It is absolutely appalling to watch, and this all needs to be written up with every last little innuendo, and I don't know who in the world would ever want to bother. But the things that these dudes have done would be hysterically funny if it weren't so pathetic and so expensive. They lie, cheat, and steal right in front of the judge. And it has taken all this time, but we have built a superb and professional relationship in those courts now. We've even found the one who harbored the books. Didn't seem like anybody could locate the books. George said they'd washed away in the flood. The flood was in Reno. The books were in Carson City. That's reasonable. Big floods in Nevada, you know. Always big floods. Well, and some mice had pooped on some of them, but those were the other books. What other books? Well, they're only these paperback little books. Well, what happened to the books? Oh, well, no, they're the ones that got in the flood. 110,000 copies of them. Oh, well, some of those were missing. Now all of them are missing. The judge says, get insurance on those books. Do not sell them. Store them safely. And they're missing. No insurance? Didn't you collect on the insurance, Mr. Green? Oh, well, we weren't able to get insurance. This is in the face of the judge. Well, it's a little worse than that. Mr. Green took money to go and publish other people's books. Committee of 300, all of you will remember typing that, setting that, and getting it ready and getting it published. Mr. Coleman did not even get any. He finally had to buy some from Green. Immaculate Deception, the one we're using now. There is not even any reference to how to find the author. And we had been dealing with the New Federalist who was running it in series. Well, they wouldn't deal with Green. They wouldn't even give him permission for us to run it in the paper, so we stopped. So here comes the author, and he and his friend who was helping him with the book pay thousands of dollars to George Green. Then George Green gets more from the Institute and goes and publishes the book. And by God, you can't even find the author of the book. The only information is Green's copyright. Well, all of these people are just happy to come over and testify anytime we ever get to court.